Big Friday Night Scoreboard program on your station, 88.9 KETR. I'm Cooper Welch, and joining me before the game is Tigers coach Scott Wells. Coach, how are you this week?
Doing great. How are you, Cooper?
I'm pretty good. All right, last week your Tigers beat the Cooper Bulldogs 33-22. What contributed most to that victory?
The kids just kind of hanging in there. We had a slow start and just didn't do a good job of coming out and being very focused. But the kids did a real good job of going at halftime, you know, kind of pushing the reset button and coming out and playing Tiger football in the second half.
All right. You said that it wasn't that great in the first half. What did you say to them during halftime to get the effort back?
Well, I didn't really have to say much. We've got really, really good kids, and they knew. They knew they hadn't played up to the level that they expect to play. And it didn't take a whole lot for us as coaches to say. They knew what they were doing wrong, and they knew how to fix it, and they knew it was all on them. And they did a good job of coming out in the second half and taking care of it.
All right. The Tigers rushed for 317 yards last week on the legs of 7 different rushers. And the week before that, over 200 yards on 6 different rushers. Why do you think you've been so successful with this running by committee?
Well, first off, our offensive line is doing a much better job this year. We got a bunch of kids in there they work hard all week, and they put a lot of effort into taking care of their jobs as offensive linemen. They've got a lot of pride in being offensive linemen. So I think, number one, most importantly, you can't run the football with the offensive line doing a good job. And then, secondly, Coach Fielding, our offensive coordinator, does a good job, like you mentioned, of spreading the ball around. We have a lot of different kids touch the ball. We run a lot of different ways, inside, outside, fake outside and run inside. You know, we have a good mixture of plays in our running game, and I think that helps a lot as well.
All right. The Tigers had a much better defensive effort this week, allowing only 22 points, including just 6 in the second half. What changed this past week from the game against North Lamar?
Just, once again, we have a lot of kids, especially on defense, that haven't played on Friday nights before. And, you know, just the getting used to the speed of the game and the size of the linemen, those are things, no matter how hard you try and practice and no matter how hard you work to practice at game speed, there's some things you just have a difficult time, you know, mimicking in practice. And I think the more games we play, the better those kids will get adjusted to playing Friday night football, and the better they'll do.
All right. This year and the past season, Commerce has started out 2-0. How does being here before help you keep your team focused more on a game-by-game mindset versus looking at the big picture?
Well, they understand. You know, they understand that, you know, you can't go 10-0 until you're, you know, 1-0. We talk about that all week. You can't go 10-0 until you're 2-0. So we talk all the time about taking it one game at a time. And like I said, once again, it's a good group of kids. They understand that, you know, it's a week-by-week thing. And we enjoy our wins until Monday morning, and then when Monday morning rolls around, we show back up, and, you know, the celebration's over, and it's time to go to work on the next one.
All right. And last question. Tonight the Tigers face the undefeated Princeton Panthers, who you beat by just 3 points last year. What do you expect from tonight's game?
A hard-fought game. Princeton will be the best team we've played all year so far. A very athletic quarterback. They have a good running back. They have 2 really good receivers. They're very aggressive, pressure style on defense. So we expect it to be a hard-fought game tonight. We're going to have to play our best to win.
All right, Coach. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
All right, that was head coach of the Commerce Tigers, Scott Wells. We'll be back with more on the Big Friday Night Scoreboard program after this on your station, 88.9 KETR.